Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be here today.
Yeah.
If you have your Bible, turn over to 1 Corinthians. Brother Joel asked me to teach this, starting this chapter out on Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I got to reading and studying in about charity. And there's a lot to that.
Yes.
When you say charity, there's a lot to it. I mean, let's read. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness. Lord God, we can't do nothing apart from thee. I pray, God, as we open the Word of God and look into it, God, that you'd give us the riches of the Word of God that you'd have us to have, and you'd feed us from thy Word and help us to see the thing that you want us to see about charity, Lord, and help us, God, to be had one to another in love that we should have. Bless our church, bless our pastor, bless each and every Sunday school teacher. In Jesus' name, amen. Over here in chapter 13, if we start reading here, it says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understandeth all mysteries and all the knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I have nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. I mean, that's a big saying there, buddy. When you get to reading that, and charity, you think, well, charity, that's just love. Well, I looked all through there in the Bible, and I read and studied, and it got talked about in the dictionary, and all these other people talk about agape love and all that. I don't know Greek and all that stuff. I just know what God tells me.
Yeah,
I mean, I know what an act of charity is. I mean, going down the road and seeing a dog on the side of the road or a deer hit, and you getting out and it's about to die, and you giving it mouth to snout recitation. That's not charity. That's a nut trying to be. Hey, I love animals, yeah, and I like animals and stuff, and I got dogs. If one of them's sick, I'm not going to get out there and do that.
No.
I'm not doing that. I mean, that's just not me. You want to do it? I'll call you. You just give me your number. And if I see a dog or a deer and need some help, I'll call you. But, you know, that's not an act of charity. But if you take a person that would do that, that take and go out and do something like that for an animal, would stand back and let them kill a little baby. They'd take a little baby and they'd abort that baby. But yet they have more love for that animal than they would a human being.
Yeah.
Hey, that's just human love. That's just our body. That's your fleshly love. I'm talking about charity. You think about charity is when you see a brother and sister in Christ. I'm not talking about Jesus Christ, charity. We know how much He loved us. But do you love somebody that much that you'd do something like that for them? And most of the time it's talking about brothers and sisters in Christ. When you're talking about charity, you're talking about a sister or a brother that's got a need in the church, and you out of the abundance of your heart, you go out of your way, not expecting nothing, not looking for a thing back, and don't even really want them to know your name, and you do for them. Now that's charity. That's charity. It's not charity when you go over there and you take $100. Here, sister, here's $100. I want to give you this. What charity is that? You want the recognition because you're giving it. You want to give her $100. Send it to her. Go over and slip it in her Bible. Then she don't ever read her Bible. She won't never get it. You know what I mean? Boy, yeah, you better be checking your Bible. You don't read much. You might have money in there. You don't know. But charity, there's a lot in here. He says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels. You know, You get to reading over here in the Bible, and it talks about tongues and speaking in tongues. Well, you go over to the day of Pentecost. Go over to Acts chapter 2. Now, we'll just go ahead and get this straight right fast. Acts chapter 2. You know, I've seen people, they say, well, you got to have a gift of the Holy Spirit. I got the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Man, I got that the day I got saved.
Yes.
I mean, I got the Holy Spirit the day I got saved. I ain't got to go down and somebody beat me in the back and pray over me, and I sit there until they keep beating me in the back. I think, well, I better do something, and I start jumping up saying, untie bow tie or something.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't got to do that. I got the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit come within me the very second I got saved.
Amen.
I ain't got to get nothing. I don't have to get something more exciting or more better than what I got the day I got saved.
Amen.
Now, you can get the power of God, and you have the power of God freely in you when you get closer and closer to God.
Yes.
The closer you get to the Lord, the more power, the more spirit you'll feel, and the more charity you'll have.
Amen.
But he says here over in Acts chapter 2, and find my place here. And I lost my place. That's the way it goes. Chapter 2, verse 4. He says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It doesn't say unknown tongues, it says other tongues. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under God, under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. I mean, you know, God gave them the understanding. When they spoke in a language they didn't even know, and somebody else knowed. I mean, he was telling them. So when we're talking about, and Paul says, hey, he said, I speak with more languages than any of you. I think it's over in Colossians 14, verse 1. He says, I thank God, my God, I speak with tongues more than all. So, I mean, he could speak in tongues. But he's saying here, you can speak in all the tongues you want to speak in, and you can get up and talk all this big talk, but if you don't have charity, man, you don't have nothing.
Right.
I mean, it's nothing.
Right.
He said, though I speak with the tongues of men. And you go in, noticed in these other Bibles, they want to change this word charity to love. And they want to change this word, though I speak, if. You know, if. That's not, I mean, I just want to believe the Word of God, the King James. Hey, I'm not in all this other junk. I don't know Greek. I don't even look at all these Greek words and stuff. Because what good is it going to do me to look at all this Greek stuff? I can't read Greek. I can't even pronounce Greek. I do good to pronounce the English, much less this other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, so I just stick with the Word of God. You say, well, you're not smart. I'm not a smart man. I'm not a smart man, but I'll tell you what I can do. I'll tell you what I do, though. Let's go out here on a car, and let's tear that motor down and put it back together. Let's see you do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I some other brothers in here that can do it. I can do it. You want to talk smart, let's see. But you go in here and let's make a dress and a pattern. Well, I'm dumb there. I see my wife, she used to do it. She'd get all these papers out, and she'd have them all the place. She'd cut them all out, and next thing you know, a dress. Made me a suit one time. Hey, I couldn't do that. But I'm tell you what, if you got to have charity in your heart,
yes.
I mean, people in the church, that's why so many churches today, you go in a church and it's just a cold feeling.
Yes. Amen.
Hey, the first time I come in here, it wasn't no cold feeling. It's not, every time I come here, it's not a cold feeling. You can feel the charity, and charity is abundant of love one for another. If charity is where people care, generally care, you really care about each other. Hey, Brother Dave, you got a problem, and you say something, you make mention, and Brother Hyatt said, everybody prays about it. I have no doubt in my mind that you don't pray over a problem that I have. Like evidence that I said, Sister Eckstein asked to pray for her. And I know y'all prayed for her. She's getting better and better.
Amen.
She just keeps on getting better.
Amen. Amen.
That's the evidence of charity.
Amen.
Charity just don't mean just love. I can love this paper. I just love this paper and I can walk around. I can tell you I love you all the time. I love you. But what you going to do about it? Charity is in action. That's love in action.
Amen. There you go. Amen.
Hey, when Christ died on the cross, that was charity. He gave it all and done it all and didn't expect nothing back. He done it all because He done it for the Father. That's charity. But He says here, you can have all the tongues, man. You can get up and you can interpret every language there is. You can tell what everybody's saying. I heard that one the other night over there and heard that this Navajo Indian preacher. Man, I love that. That was a good message. And he got up there and started talking and saying things in Navajo and stuff. I'm telling you, that blessed my heart. And he'd tell what it was. I mean, that... You can have all that. You can tell all, every time somebody talks a language. But, you know, that's nothing like charity. I just popped in my mind one time we was down and we took the kids to Disney World. And we was down there and we was walking in, wives up walking, and that oldest girl of ours, people so speaking different languages going by. We heard something like her. She going, "What are you doing?" She said like she was speaking in a different language. You know, because she was just thought wouldn't be like all them other people. See, that's the way churches are. They get in there and somebody gets to rolling around in the floor and they say they got the Spirit, the Holy Ghost and all this and stuff. They ain't got nothing.
Amen.
They ain't got nothing. They got fooled by the devil. That's what they got.
Amen.
You want a feeling? Then come up here and stick your finger in a light socket. Look, we'll stick your finger in a butt. We'll give you a feeling. We'll give you a big feeling.
Right.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I've been in the house of God. I've been in the house of God, and God be so real. Man, it's like a fog come in. You can't even see, sister. I mean, Brother Joe, it's like so thick. You can't breathe. Like it's hard to breathe. And it's just God's moving, and people's coming to the altar, and the power of God is there. And all that is a moving in the hand of God. And that don't happen when a church doesn't have charity. That doesn't happen when you got backbiting and strife in the church, where people can't stand one another.
That's right.
It doesn't happen that way. Not in a church like that, but when you get in a church where we're all in one accord, where there's charity in the church, and people love each other. And when I say charity, that don't mean because I feel sorry for you and I'm going to bring you all this stuff over here and give you this or give you that. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about the gift of love. It's more than just saying it. You got to put it in action. And then down here it says, he says, and you have not charity. He says, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I mean, if you ain't got charity, all you are is just a big bunch of noise.
Right.
I mean, you can get in a church, you can get up here and you can preach and slap and I know I get excited and stuff and I can't be still. I can do all that and you can run the aisles and jump the pews. You can stand up here and shout and scream, play all your music, but if you ain't got charity,
right.
That ain't nothing but a show.
Right.
It's nothing but a show.
Right.
I mean, you can come to a church and how you've been in churches before where they get up there and they gotta get themselves drummed up, you know, and get themselves all hyped up to be able to so-called worship God. Nah, that ain't right.
Right.
That ain't right. Hey, I'll tell you what, you love God and you got charity in your heart. It doesn't matter where you at.
Right.
You can worship the Lord.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Hey, Brother Hines was telling me, he met Brother Bobby Utley down at what he used Walmart, what he said. He said, hey, they talked and everything for a while and then they had prayer right there. And that's charity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's love.
Yeah.
I just, hey, there's a lot of times you don't agree with the brethren, but you still love them.
Amen.
You still got love and you got that charity in your heart and you're careful. Why do it? I don't agree with everything you say or whatever. Well, Dan, I don't agree with you. But there's one thing about it. We got that love of Jesus Christ in our heart that we can meet in the middle. We can have fellowship. And I don't look at something like that. I just go on. You don't dwell on that fact. I don't dwell on the fact that, hey, you said this or you said that. No, I put that by him, and then I look forward and I go on and I try to have love and have communion one with each other, and I pray for you and I hope you pray for me. Hey, we don't need all this bickering and fighting. Hey, we need the power of God when a lost man comes back in the back door, that they're going to feel that power, that charity in action, and that love is so strong that we love each other, that we love the Lord Jesus Christ. And that power is so strong that they can't stand it. They're going to have to get out, get saved or get out of here or something. Hey, you don't see that much anymore, brother. Brother and sister, you don't have that much. Because churches don't love each other like they used to. Churches used to have charity. And they have love. And they would come together. And they'd have big reunions. They'd have big fellowships. They'd get together, not just to eat, but to fellowship. Right. Most of the time now, people eat and don't. Hey, they don't fellowship.
Right.
People don't fellowship.
Right.
Hey, we used to... Years ago, we had them cottage meetings at the house and stuff. Hey, we had some good times doing that.
Yeah.
People can't do that no more. Too much, too busy. Hey, I'm too busy. You try to catch me, I'm always messing with a car, doing this, doing that. I'm just always busy.
Yeah.
You live in a busy society where the devil's got you so busy that you don't have time for God.
Amen.
You got to make yourself have time for God. You got to beat your body under subjection.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, charity. Hey, he says here, you can make all the noise you want. You can shout. You can beat the drums. You can blow the horns.
Yeah.
When it all comes down to it, where's your charity?
Yeah.
Where's that absolute love in your heart for God, for others, for the brethren, for strangers? Would you go out of your way if you seen a stranger out there? Would you go out of your way to tell him about Jesus Christ? Charity just ain't loving somebody who's going to love you back. Charity is loving someone who's not going to love you back. Charity is going out and going beyond what you would do to help somebody out. Somebody you may not even know.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, you go down the road and you see all these people, these signs, I'll work for food and all that. You got to be leery of that stuff.
Yeah.
I've heard tell this one woman every night would take her sign wherever and go out and get money and stuff. And act like didn't have no clothes or nothing hard. And they said when she died, she had grocery bags full of money up in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a business for her.
It was.
I don't know if that's true, if that's what I heard.
That's the only one,
yeah, you take... And now, I was down at... I'm not bragging on me or nothing because... I'm sure you do the same thing. I was down at McDonald's one day, and this guy come up, and he asked me, can I give him some money? I'm leery. I don't give people money, because you don't know what they're going to do with it. I said, no, but I will buy you something to eat. He said, well, my girlfriend's around here, and she's pregnant. He said, you can just buy her something. Well, I went and bought him ham. I forget how many it was. Bought him hamburgers and stuff, and give it to them and feed them. And I went around, I thought, well, they probably just, didn't eat it or what. But I looked around and there's about five of them around just eating. But tell you what, you got to be leery, but then you also got to seek the Spirit of God.
Amen.
When you help somebody, seek the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That you're helping them right out of your heart, and you're helping them because of that charity that's in you.
Amen.
I mean, there's a lot of people coming. I think my wife's telling about, or Carol's telling about, that this person come in and said they needed money, they run out of gas, and they give you that story, they run out of gas there, could you just give them some money to get some gas to get them down the road? And then you go to the next store, and they're at the next store doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody wants to take, just because you say you're a Christian, everybody wants to take advantage of you. Because Christian means Christ-like. So they figure, well, Christ would give everything he had for us. So maybe they'll give me everything you got. So you got to watch out for all that stuff. But he says here, he said, a tinkling cymbal. And he said, sounding brass. Boy, it could just be, man, you think, well, that's the greatest Christian I know. Boy, he's just something else. Well, you get him around somewhere else, he might be different.
Yeah.
And then number two, it says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, And though I have faith, all faith, so that I could remove the mountains and have not faith, I am not, have not charity, I'm nothing. You take here, he says, you know, Paul had prophecy. I mean, he could tell what was going, tell you what was going to happen. And he could tell you different things and prophesy stuff and it come true. I mean, you see how important this is, what charity. He said, out of all this, if you ain't got charity, you ain't got nothing. And you say, well, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to buy stuff up and I'm going to give it to the poor and I'm going to go out here and help all these people. Well, what is the motive that you're doing it in? It's the motive.
Right.
Are you doing it to get a recognition? Are you doing it because you want your name put in the paper? Are you doing it because you want everybody to see that, oh, you're just rolling in money? Well, if that's the case, that'd be at the creek. But I tell you what, if you do it in charity, hey, you're going to do... I've seen brothers before. I've seen people even done it myself before, want to give somebody something, don't want them to know who done it, and go out there and just put it in their car and don't even let them know that who gave it to them. That's charity. I mean, it's good if you want to give somebody something and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But then there's a other love, the other charity, where's real charity? You go help somebody that, you know, charity is, I kind of felt bad the other day. I was taking my mother to the doctor. It was like about 15 minutes where we had to be there. And this guy had run his lawnmower off in the ditch on the side of the road going up there. And I felt bad because I couldn't stop and help the guy. I mean, he was a big old guy and his wife was out there and he was trying to get it out of the ditch. And I told my mom, I said, I ought to stop. I ain't got no business pushing and pulling on nothing like that, but I felt bad, boy, because I couldn't stop and help him.
Yeah.
And see, that's the way you are as a child of God.
Yeah.
You see somebody needing help, you want to help.
Yeah.
I mean, some of you, my father-in-law, if he'd had $1 million, it wouldn't last him 2 weeks, or he'd help everybody he could. That's just how he was. He would help anybody.
Yeah.
He'd do anything he could to help people.
Right. Right.
But see, yeah, a lot of times, you know, we don't have that charity. I don't have that charity. A lot of times I don't. Sometimes I do. Sometimes, a lot of times I don't. I mean, because you want to help and you want, in your spirit, you want to do it, but that old flesh don't want you to. That old flesh, it's like them two dogs. You tie a black dog and a white dog, and you feed one more than the other. And that's your flesh and your spirit. And your flesh over here is getting more food than the spirit. And that old flesh is going to win out every time you want to do something. If I got an old flesh, you're going to say, you don't need to do that. But you get in the Word of God and you start feeding the Word of God in the Spirit, you get all full of God, then that old spirit, old flesh ain't going to win out.
Right.
Whichever one you feed the most is the one that's going to take over.
Yeah.
In a time of action it needs. But here, we see here that charity is an epitome of perfection in the Christian life. It is the greatest of the three aiding virtues. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says, "And now abide faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest is there is charity."
Yes.
I mean, that's the greatest. You take, it says here, it says that it's the greatest is charity. So, you know, if that's the greatest thing is charity. And he speaks in other places in the Bible about charity. I mean, tongues, he says, you don't need all that. He said, you know, I'd love to be able to speak different languages. I mean, I just like, because, you know, I'd like to be standing there in a grocery store and some guy back there running his mouth. You know, I kind of like to know what he's saying, yeah. Yeah, because I'm telling you, it might be good that you don't know what he's saying. I mean, because everywhere you go now, you got so many different people, different languages being spoken.
Right.
I mean, hey, I wish I had the gifts. You know, boy, that'd be great. You go down there and they start talking Japanese, and boy, you can just whoop in and start telling them about the Lord. I mean, if you use it that way.
Yeah.
But see, that's probably why we don't have no gifts of the charity. I mean, gifts of tongues and stuff now, because we wouldn't use it right. A lot of people wouldn't use it right. Some people would, but a lot of people wouldn't. But charity, it bonds. It's the bond of perfectness. Perfectness. You know, it's perfect. You know, charity, you can't go wrong with charity. If you got charity, you ain't going to go wrong. If you got a heart that's when you just want to do for others and help others when they need help and be a blessing to other people. But many times, you know, we don't want to do that. And he says, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries. He didn't say some, he said all. And he says, and all knowledge. You can know this book backwards and forwards. You can be smart in math and English. You can know anything about it, anything somebody would ask you. But it's not going to be worth nothing if you don't have charity in your heart.
Yes, right.
If I know the Word of God and I read it backwards and forwards and I know it all, but if I don't have charity, I can't go out and give it to other people and tell them about the Lord.
Right.
You know, with charity in your heart, you want to be a blessing. You want to tell somebody.
Amen.
Hey, there's nothing greater than winning somebody to the Lord.
Amen.
There's nothing greater than going out and telling somebody about Jesus Christ and see them start shaking and seeing the tears come up in their eyes. There's nothing greater, Brother Joe, when you get them and you get them and tell them about Jesus and give them how Jesus died on the cross and hey, shed all His blood just for them. And boy, they break down and they cry out and ask God to say, oh, there's nothing better than that, buddy. That's charity there. You're giving something to them that you just that was given to you.
Yeah.
And I like that. I mean, I got studying on this thing and reading and studying on charity. And I thought, you know, there's a lot to charity.
Yeah.
There's a lot more in charity than what people think. And then out here in verse 3, it says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. He says here, you know, if I bestow all my goods, you know, I give everything I've got, everything, and I give it to the poor. If I didn't do it in the right way and do it with charity in my heart.
Amen.
I mean, I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about a supernatural, if you will, love. It's not just love. Like I said, you say you love, love all you want. I get sick of love, love all the time. They think God's just a big wet kiss. That's what they think He is. Because God loves you. No, God hates you if you're not saved. God hates your sin, in other words. He hates you, your sin, where you sin in a wicked, vile way. Now, you personally, He loved you and died on the cross of Calvary and shed His blood that you might be saved, but He hates your sins.
Right.
But everybody thinks God's love. Smile, God loves you. Hey, what they gonna do? God's gonna laugh you to scorn, buddy. I mean, if you're not saved, He'll put you in hell one day.
Yeah.
Hey, you're gonna see what the love of God is. The much as the love of God is, you're gonna see the wrath of God.
Yeah.
As you look over here in the Bahamas and out west, all the beautiful sights and all the beautiful things, that same God that made all these things, He made hell.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, hell is 10 times worse, 100,000 times worse than what you think it is.
Yeah.
Hell is going to be so bad. And you just imagine, as beautiful as the Grand Canyon is, just imagine how much hell can be a terrible thing.
Right.
Yeah, charity. He charity was so much that He died on the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
Charity, He gave it all that He might wasn't expecting nothing. He gave it all for you. And then when I got saved, I want to give to God. Because I've seen what He done on Calvary. I've seen what He gave to me. How He gave all His love for me. How He bled and died for me. Charity in action. Where's our charity in action? We want to help and do for others. But He says, here, you sell everything you got. You can feed the poor. He said up there in verse 2, He said you can have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed and you can move the mountains. Well, what good is that if you didn't do it in charity? You know? Hey, you can have all the faith you want. You can have all the knowledge you want. You can take all your goods here and you can take and sell everything you got and you can help everybody in the church. You can help everybody in the world. But if you don't have love, charity, you don't have that charity in your heart, it's not going to profit nothing. He says, and though I give my body to be burned, you take and give your life for somebody. You can burn, have your life and just be burned up and not have charity. It don't profit you nothing. I'm going to tell you what, it take a lot for me to die for somebody. Now, well, my family, I hope and pray that I would. But Brother Sir, I hate to say it, I hope you don't get in the thing where you... I mean, I hope I would die for you. You know what I'm saying, brother? It's a tough decision. I've never had a gun pointed in my head. I don't know. I had a guy going for a gun one time at a poker playhouse and I was running. I'll tell you that much. He went for his gun and somebody said gun and I was looking for a door. I'll tell you that much. Hey, I didn't come to no gunfight with him. if I was getting out of there. Yeah. Woman that's 17 years old, I wouldn't hang around that place. My mama didn't raise no fool. But you know, charity. You know, that's a great subject, charity is. Yeah. And he says, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Yeah. It profiteth thee nothing. You know, charity is doing it and then going on and not expecting no one ever even know or a charity. You knowing that you helped someone.
Yeah.
And knowing that they didn't ask you for it. Charity is walking up to somebody and slipping. Now, you can give them, it says here, you can give them your money, you can sell all you got, you can do all you want, and you know, without charity, it ain't going to help. So money and profitable gain, that mean a lot. You know what I'm saying? One time, say you can sell your house and give me all your money. And I'll take it. But you know, that don't mean nothing if you didn't do it in charity. So see, we see here, he said you can burn your body, but yet you didn't do it in charity. What I want you to see, charity is a special thing. And you don't have charity all the time. There's times in your life that, boy, you God just comes on you and you just want to do for somebody. You want to go out and give to somebody or help some certain person. And you know, that's what charity is. There's a lot of times I work on cars and stuff, and man, there's some cars I just hate to work on. I don't want to work on them, and I'd rather just blow the car up than have to work on that car. My daughter's PT Cruiser there. Man, I didn't want to work on that car. And I ended up having to put a head on it and tear that thing apart. And oh, Lord, I hated to work on that thing. I didn't have no charity there. It just took all I had to do that. I reckon I won't get a reward for that. I mean, because I'm telling you, I hated that. I didn't want to work on that thing. And then there's times I want to work on something and I enjoy working. I want to do it and do it for somebody and help them. And then there's times that you help somebody and you think, you know, well, I'll just charge you this much money or whatever to do this for you. And you think you're doing them a blessing, doing a something for them. And then when you do them, then they shaft you out a part of the money. Oh, yeah. And I had that happen recently. I didn't charge this person a whole lot of money. I ended up pulling the motor out of the car twice and taking it out and then putting it back. And I didn't give a $450. Shafted me out of $250. I'm thinking, well, if you can live with it, I can live without it. Hey, and that's supposed to be a brother in Christ. Hey, I don't know what you say. Hey, when we get to heaven, it all be worked out. It's not, I get aggravated down here, but... Well, it ain't going to do me no good to get aggravated. What would it do me good to call them up and tell them off and call them up and you know, I don't know how it feels to be a bill collector, people calling you and stuff. I don't want that. I don't want to be a bill collector to call somebody or something. Charity, though, charity makes a difference.
Right.
Yeah. It's a big difference when you got charity in your heart and charity in your church. When you can see the moving of God. And charity, especially, it refers to the love that we have toward other men. You know, Paul stresses that we should walk in charitable toward one another and toward our brethren. You know, it says here in Romans 13:15, says, "Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block on any occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know that I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus, and there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother is grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died." So if you come to my house and I'm going to fix you supper, and I know you don't like sugar peas, and I'm not going to put sugar peas on the table for you to eat. "Oh yeah, all we got here is sugar peas. We're going to feed." Hey, what kind of thing is that toward a brother or sister in Christ? You know, if you put cucumbers on the table, hey, don't get offended because I don't eat cucumbers. You know, you put tomatoes out, don't get offended, I don't eat tomatoes. I was raised on meat and taters. That's what I eat. I like meat and taters. Now, over the years, I've learned, my wife, when I met her, I've learned to eat green beans because she and her mama fixed them different. You know, but you know, I can't eat them a certain green bean. I'll eat them. If I'm at your house and I look like I don't like it, well, I'm eating it, okay? don't get mad at me. I'm eating it. I'm trying to have charity in my heart. And I'm trying to do the right thing. But it's hard to do the right thing a lot of times when you know, well, I really don't want to do this. I don't want to do it, but you go ahead and do it anyway. I'm sure Christ, when he was on the cross, hey, he did it because he did it for us. That was love. That was charity. Charity beyond. It was charity at work. It was charity being shown forth to a lost and dying world. It's charity. It went down. It's gone all through these ages. And it'll go on, continue going on until Christ comes back. That's charity. Charity is, boy, it's just loving somebody when they can't stand you and you love them anyway. Charity is praying for somebody who, you know, don't pray and don't want you to pray. I was worked up here at Gainwell Mechanical up here in Salisbury years and years ago. And I'd go in there, and there's three of us in there, and we're saved. And we'd go in there, and we'd play music, gospel music. And I got the big idea to put gospel preaching on. And there's a bunch of wicked people there. And I was in there, they've had their hellish music on. So I turned my preaching tapes wide open. Oh man, boy, they was screaming at me, hollering at me. They was cussing me. And I thought, well, it's just preaching. They don't like preaching. You want to make somebody mad, you want to make the devil mad, but you start passing preaching. That's why when you go out here and preach on the street, they come by and cuss you, give you a favor, they pull their pants down, they spit on you, they hate the Word of God.
Right.
They hate it. Yeah. Satan can't stand the Word of God. Even though he quoted it at Jesus, but he quoted it wrong. But charity, I'm going to tell you what, many times in this life, you'll be able to help somebody or you'll be able to do something for somebody. What condition, what is the motive that you're going to do it in? You know, that decides where it's charity or not. And charity is not a handout. You people think, well, I don't want no charity. No, don't give me no charity. Charity is not a handout. Charity is a give out. You're giving out of your love, abundance of your heart. Love, what is love? Love is patient, is kind. Love rejoices in truth. It bears up under all problems, protects, believes, and trusts. Love hopes. Love's got hope. Love understands the faults of others. Love never fails, it preserves. And then love isn't. It isn't envious. It isn't proud. It isn't boastful. It isn't inappropriate or rude. I mean, what kind of love is that? And you go up and hurt somebody's feelings on purpose.
Yeah.
Hey, you gained a lot of weight, ain't you? You look awful big there. You know what I'm saying? That is rude. That hurts. I mean, really, these people do that. I've seen them and heard them. I've had them tell me stuff like that. That's rude. That ain't love. And they say they're a brother in Christ or sister in Christ. Why do you want to hurt somebody? Why do you want to go to somebody you don't know what they're going through? You don't know the pain. You don't know the suffering. You say people they're stressed out and people are depressed. You say, oh, depression, you shouldn't have depression. You know, if you trust God. Let me tell you something. You get depression one time, you get in your life depressed and you can't hardly get out of bed. You can't hardly do nothing. And you'll find out when you need some charity or not. You'll find out how you need some love. Hey, depression can come on anybody. Some of the great men of God had preached in years gone by, they had so much depression, they stayed in the room most of the time.
Yeah.
We need to have charity, love one for another. We need to look at people's back. We need to talk to them. We need to find out what the problem is. You don't know what that person beside of you is going through. And then your smart mouth pops off and hurts them. Hey, we're all guilty. I'm guilty. You're guilty. Everybody's guilty. But let's have charity. Let's be a church with charity in our heart. Let's be a church that, true love, the love of God in our heart. Let's look and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And believe He is coming. And then no matter what you say or what you do in this life, one day you're going to give an answer for it. You think God just quit when you got saved? You think the Lord just quit? No, He started a new record. Wiped away all your old stuff, and then you got a record there of things that you're doing now. Hey, it's going to be pretty bad when God flips up. You got all these screens, you know, videos, you can pop them up and watch movies and stuff. I believe it'll be like that. God, Jesus say, well, let's see what happened on September the 15th or 16th in 2013. He just popped, and there he is. Or he just says, and there's a screen come up before everybody. And there's your life on that day that you smart mouthed my sister, brother, so-and-so, and you hurt her feelings when she was down and deep and depressed and couldn't get up. And you didn't have no charity. You didn't have no love. Father, we come to you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I tried to do the best that I could do. God, I pray you'd help me have more charity, more love. God, I don't want to just have the words. I mean, you can tell. I tell my mama, I tell my wife. I tell my wife I love her. I tell my kid I love them. But God, I want to see it in action. And God, I know I'm probably the world's worst at that, but I want people to see it in action. God, help us now to be a church full of love, full of charity. God, just not with the word, but with the actions. Help us to love the lost and be able to see people saved. And help us in Jesus' name. Amen.